This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's 107. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis. The YouTube live chat poll for today: do you share your political persuasion with people? If you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can watch along with us, and you can also vote in that poll. Leave us your comments on your thoughts on if you do or why you do or don't share your political persuasion. The election continues to march on. I think we're 83 days from Election Day, and it's rapidly moving through. And I hear a lot of people saying, you know, citing polls and they're neck and neck, and other people feeling like on the ground, it feels like Trump's got the lead. The number one question people have, though, is are they going to feel comfortable and confident in the results of the election? We are joined by our friend DeRoy Murdoch once again, a nationally syndicated columnist and a Fox News contributor. And I'm holding his latest article in my hand from the Daily Signal. DeRoy, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
It's great to be with you again, Annie.
So you've written an article and you're talking about voter rolls. And I think this is very key. There have been some news stories here recently. Certain states have taken actions to try to clean up the voter rolls. What do we know about various states and the actions that they are taking on this matter?
Well, what's happening is a lot of people think vote fraud is just people who show up on Election Day without voter ID and you cast ballots in person. The real problem, much, much larger, is the fraud that goes on with mass mail-in ballots. You know, this all started as part of COVID, and it was supposed to be temporary. Now it's gone on and on, even though COVID has passed. And once you send ballots out all across across the state, county, as the case may be, who knows where those ballots go? I mean, hopefully they go to actual voters who fill them out and take them to the polls or drop them in the mail or whatever. But you've got a lot of addresses where these ballots go, where voters are registered, but they're not actual residents. So, for example, in my article, I've got a number of photos. There's one RV park in the state of Georgia. It's got people registered there, even though people are not allowed to stay there for more than 2 weeks. So if you're able to be at an RV park, leave in 2 weeks, how can you possibly be living there as your normal residence? Regardless, you have 65 people at that place in Georgia, registered to vote there. In Nevada, this is in Reno, Nevada, you've got a vacant lot with seven voters registered there, even though there's nothing there. It's empty, just a bunch of dirt.
Joy, we're looking at these. We're looking at these on our live stream right now while we're showing your article. So it's just a big, wide open lot with some like construction fencing or something around it. There are people registered at that address to vote?
Yes, correct. And this is in Reno, Nevada. And, you know, Nevada's very close. You know, the entire election could come down to Nevada. I don't have the picture here, but there's a parking garage in also in Reno that has 81 people registered to vote at a parking garage. And then further down in the article, I've got this facility in Minnesota. It's called P&L Automotive, and they produce auto parts, I presume something of that kind. Auto parts and votes. And they're in Hennepin County, Minnesota, where they've got 143 voters registered at industrial sites of this kind. So these are not residences. These are not places with bedrooms and bathrooms and all that. And these mass mail-in ballots go out to these addresses. A lot of left-wing national NGOs, non-governmental organizations pick them up, fill them out, drop them off in drop boxes, and, you know, we're off to the races. And so a guy named Jay Valentine, who is a security expert, he has helped eBay with its anti-fraud efforts, as well as GEICO and a number of insurance companies, also helped the TSA with its efforts to develop the anti-terrorist watch list. He has a very simple idea, which is you take the voter rolls and then you take the property tax rolls, you put them together, and then you can see when people registered at actual residences where people live, or when people are registered at gas stations, 7-Elevens, parking garages, vacant lots, casinos in Vegas. There's several casinos in Vegas where people are registered to vote. And then you go to the county clerk and you say, listen, these are not residences. Nobody lives at that vacant lot. Nobody lives at that 7-Eleven. Don't mail any mail-in ballots there. And by the way, it's against the law to do so. And if you do, you'll be in big trouble. And so the county clerk say, all right, well, I'm not going to send those ballots there. And if the ballots aren't sent out in the first place, the people who abuse the ballots won't have them there in their possession to misuse them. And he's estimating, this is not a small problem, he's estimating something like 500,000 of these ballots going to unqualified addresses in each swing state. In Pennsylvania, it's 1.4 million. I mean, this is massive.
Oh, 1.4 million.
Yes. Enormous numbers. And so I think it's absolutely urgent that Republican National Committee, the Trump campaign, Republican and conservative donors, and people who just want good, clean government support what Jay Valentine and this organization, Fractal Computing LLC, does. Their website is OmegaDigit4America.com. That's Omega4America.com. You can learn about what they're doing. And he reckons for $7 million, he can go through all the swing states plus Virginia, Minnesota, and Colorado, and go through the vote rolls, determine within a couple of weeks or so where these unqualified addresses are, and then go to the registrar of voters, the county clerks, and say, listen, don't send mail-in ballots to these unqualified addresses. And if that happens, a huge, huge, huge part of the Democrat left's vote theft operation will be shut down.
You know, I'm just kind of thinking this. I'm thinking a lot of thoughts right now while you're telling this. It's making me mad. I know people listening are frustrated by this to no end. You said Pennsylvania, 1.4 million of these ballots that are out there hanging around. Pennsylvania was decided last year or last election by 80,000, a little over 80,000 votes in Biden's favor. I mean, 1.4 million to 80,000, that's a dramatic impact. And so then I was thinking, when if I were to ask you a question about that, I mean, why would any one side or the other get dramatically upset if we were to take those ballots out of the equation? I mean, my assumption is that those ballots are voting for the left. And, you know, what kind of knowledge do we have that those ballots are throwing that in one direction or the other?
Well, you know, once you cast a secret ballot, it's a little hard to tell. But you look at the folks who are involved in these non-governmental organizations that do this ballot harvesting sort of thing. They tend to be on the left. These ballots are something that you don't see. The right generally tries to get away from mail-in ballots. It's only been in the last couple of years where we thought, well, if we don't play by the same rules that the left created, we're going to be in big trouble. So Republicans have been very much Johnny-come-lately as far as the use of mail-in ballots, drop boxes, and we've tried to resist that sort of thing. Because we know that these ballots get abused. They tend to benefit Democrats. And then you look at most instances where people are convicted of vote fraud, not all of them, but most of them tend to involve Democrats. So this is something they've done very well. A lot of the dark money that goes to support these groups that are involved in this is money coming from left-wing organizations, not right-wing organizations. And most people on the right want to go back to Election Day, where we all vote the same day, in person, on paper ballots, and not have all these loose ballots flying around, you know, being filled up by who knows whom and being dropped, put into drop boxes at four in the morning when nobody's looking.
Yeah. Election integrity is something that I really believe that both sides care deeply about for dramatically different reasons, but Hillary Clinton still hasn't accepted the results of the 2016 election. She'll still say it was stolen from her. If I don't really feel like if one particular side wins the election in November, that either side is going to accept the results of that election. That's where we are right now. And the only way to get it to the place where Americans can trust the system is where we have one person and one vote, and there's a chain of custody, and, you know, there's proof that you are in this country and a citizen of this country to cast that ballot. I don't understand why anybody would be opposed to it unless they're relying on the current system as the only way they can win.
I think the people who oppose things like voter ID and making sure people are American citizens, not foreign citizens, and so on. Again, these are people on the left. When Terry McAuliffe was governor of Virginia, there was a bill on his desk that basically said if there is an election where there are more ballots cast than are eligible voters to have cast them, that either you are allowed to or you must have some kind of an investigation. Terry McAuliffe, Democrat governor, vetoed that bill. I can't think of any legitimate, honest reason why anybody would veto such a bill unless he wanted to make it easy for people to cheat elections. And I agree with you, whether Trump wins the election or Kamala Harris wins the election, we all want to be able to say, all right, well, either my candidate won or my candidate lost, but at least it was a fair fight. And if it's not a fair fight, that absolutely corrodes confidence in the presidency, in Congress, in the courts, and people's faith in our institutions collapses. And that's pretty much puts you on the road to the ruin of a nation. We don't want to be there.
No, we certainly don't. Jerry Murdoch speaking with us right now. You can check out his article with details on all of these individual places, including the pictures that we showed on our live stream at the Daily Signal. It's GOP vote fraud foes should fight fishy addresses. You know, when we talk about the consequences of the current election system and in during 2020 throughout COVID, they loosened the rules and the laws in state legislatures across the country to make it much more accessible to vote, longer time to vote. We keep hearing from the Democrats that if Donald Trump wins, it's the end of democracy. And I hear from people on the right saying that we could lose our country if Kamala Harris wins this election. Those are very big, bold statements. I'm curious what your thoughts are on the consequences of choosing one side or the other this November.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I think the consequences are enormous. I mean, I imagine people on the left will disagree with this, but I think Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are not just your standard sort of tax and spend liberals. I think they're far, far, far left radicals, if not actual Marxists. They are dedicated very much to critical race theory and diversity, exclusion, equity, inclusion, that sort of thing. I know Governor Walz is very much in favor of all the transgender agenda, putting tampons into boys' restrooms. If parents disagree with the idea that their minor kids should go through sexual transition and sex change operations, including surgery, the parents can lose custody of those children, and the state will take them over and take them away from their take the kids away from their parents. Kamala Harris has said in the past that she's for Medicare for all, the end of private health insurance, an end to fracking, all sorts of mandates for electric vehicles. She was a co-sponsor of the original Green New Deal, co-sponsor of Medicare for all. So this isn't just your sort of standard Bill Clinton or Walter Mondale or even Obama level Democrat. These are far, far left Democrats. And I think it's very important that these people stay out of the White House and stay out of governing our domestic policy and our foreign policy, where I would expect nothing but weakness and capitulation from them. But whether it's a Kamala Harris victory or a Donald J. Trump victory, I hope at the very least we all can say it was a fair fight, and whoever won honestly. And I think the first step in that is to keep all these loose mail-in ballots from being sent to addresses where they shouldn't go. And I think Jay Valentine and Fractal Computing LLC's approach is a very good way to do that. And as I said before, Omega Digit for America, omega4america.com will provide lots of information on this and hope people support this effort.
You know, when you said Marxism, referring to the Harris-Walz ticket, I just real quick wanted to look up while you were talking here the definition of Marxism on Google, of course. And above the fold on my Marxism, definition simple. That's what I Googled here. It says Marxism is a social, economic, and political philosophy that analyzes the impact of the ruling class on the laborers, leading to uneven distribution of wealth and privileges in the society. And I'm just thinking, like, if you were going to Google Marxism right now, and, you know, I hear people say Marxism is bad. Google's not positioning this in a way that really articulates the dangers of Marxism. And the following the sentence that comes right after that, it says it stimulates the workers to protest the injustice. Isn't that really quite something?
Well, if you look up Nazism, and it says something like Nazism, the definition that Germany is the coolest nation on earth. I mean,
terrible.
It doesn't quite give the full context and flavor for what's involved. Mm-hmm. You know, no discussion of having a dictatorship of the proletariat, an end to democracy as we know it, having a ruling class that stays in at gunpoint no matter what, followed by people who disagree with them being put into concentration camps behind barbed wire and having to remain behind things like the Berlin Wall and the Iron Curtain without any freedom to leave if they get fed up with the rotten system in which they live. I think that's a more fulsome definition of what Marxism is. The version you just read to me sounds like you know, maybe California.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the scary truth of it, isn't it? Joroy, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We love talking to you. And I'm going to encourage people to go to the Daily Signal to read the details that you've put together on these voters that are associated with addresses that are parking lots and mm-hmm. not even finished lots. It's pretty unfair.
That's right.
Thank you, Joroy.
Okay, Annie. Thanks very much. Take care.
Bye-bye. Nationally syndicated columnist and Fox News contributor Joroy Murdoch. I'll say it again. I've said this before. I think this is really important for people to understand. It also makes the transgender movement right now make a lot more sense. Everything about the far left progressive party is to make sure that you only answer to the government and that the government can control and access every facet of your life. And the number one way to do that is to destroy the American family. Every single major pillar of focus that the left has right now is to insert themselves into the center of family. It starts with abortion. They don't put any responsibility on the man that was part of creating the life that exists inside the woman. The woman has an unfair burden, but that's just the way science actually is. Instead of telling the man to step up and meet his responsibility, they say, no, female, you can be as consequence-free in your sex life as the man can. Completely takes the man off the hook. Pete Buttigieg said so much in one of those latest Zoom calls that was supposed to be in support of Kamala Harris. So it degrades the American family by saying, you can just get rid of children that you don't want. You don't even have to get permission from your parents to get said abortion in certain states, see Illinois. That's the first one. The second one is in the education system, and it's the way that they use the teachers' unions that are fully funded by the teachers who they are supposed to represent. And they take all of that money and they advocate for far leftist politicians to get into power who then give those teachers unions kickbacks. That cycle is using teachers all across this country who do not support the politics behind the teachers union. But then they bully those teachers into staying in the union and trying to make it too difficult for them to remove themselves when they so choose for themselves that this is not the best representation for me. They're fully funded. They use that money to retain power, to gain power, to expand power, and to push those politics on people who have nothing to do with it, and they are far, far left, woke progressive policies that they then insert into the classroom where they say, hey, teacher, if you have a kid who says that their name is Jane, not John, you must refer to them as Jane. And when their parents come in and say, it really seems like John's struggling at home, he seems very unhappy, we're a little worried about him, he seems depressed, have you noticed anything at school? You are not allowed to say, well, John tells me to call him Jane at school. Do you know that? You can't say that to him. So they insert government into the middle of that relationship between parent and child and control what kind of communication can happen there. And then the cherry on top is the transgender movement. The ability to alter the future of your family by biologically changing the bodies of children. And in Minnesota, Tim Walz, the governor, says if you don't listen to your child, the government will step in and remove your child from you and take care of that child in a way that you were not capable of. In what world does the government have the ability and the responsibility and the right to do that? If our rights come from our creator, which is what the documents say for right now, if we, the people, get our rights from our creator, then the government cannot come in and take them. That's why it says that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.